Wenn er ihn trifft, einer zweiten, soll zusammen mit uns sein. Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, wie kann denn etwas besser sein? Der Polak sagt Jacques Chemisch und Servus sagt der Deutsch. Buongiorno sagt die Italiener zu demselben Teich. Strasvoice der Russ sagt, der Engländer, how do you do? Bonjour, sagt die Franzios. And the Yank says, how are you? Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, azoi baglisen bezich jiden. Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, das bateit ich wünsch euch Frieden. Wenn er jid trefft on a zweiten, gibt er ihm bald ab a breiten. Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, sieben soll damit mitten sein. Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, wie kann denn etwas besser sein? Es meint dasselbe, auf a jeden loschet nur mit rum. Na wenn er jid trefft on a zweiten, wie begrüßt er ihm? Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, also begrüßen wir sich jeden. Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, das beteiligt ich wünsche euch Frieden. Wenn er jeden trifft und er zweiten, geht er ihm bald ab a breiten. Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, Frieden soll damit mit uns sein. Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, wie kann denn etwas besser sein? Can then a pespessa sein.
Wow. Okay. Good afternoon and welcome to Time Out. How's that for an introduction for our show today, folks? That was our dear friend Bernard Most, Bernie Most. Bernie Most is a member of Magnolia Klezmer, and boy, does he know how to sing those Yiddish songs. Welcome.
Well, Shalom Aleichem to you. Shalom Aleichem actually means welcome. That's why I picked out that tune for you.
Okay, well, that was a good start. And we don't usually start our shows with music. We usually start our shows with conversation. But this is a great day. And this is a time of the year for a Jewish concerns, time of awe. Is that what you kind of call it?
Days of awe. This is between Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement.
Okay. Rocco's here helping us with the songs. Rocco's got number. Are we going to do that one
well,
next?
Well, the song we're going to do next is number one, track number one.
Okay. I have a list here of 17 songs, folks. We won't do them all today, but we'll do as many as we can, and we'll talk about with Bernie about his life and what else he's done. He's not a youngster, so he must have done other things besides sing Yiddish folk songs.
Yeah.
So let's take.
You can't make a living singing Yiddish folk songs.
Let's take another song right now while we're in the mood, and here we go. This is called. Give us the pronunciation of it.
Achzig er and zibzig zi. But I want to tell you about it first because since it's in Yiddish, a few of you out there may not understand what I'm talking about. So this is a song about. A man who's 80 and his wife is 70. So it's Achzik Er, 80 is he, Zibisik Z, 70 is she. Talks about their life and how they go to shul together and they do everything together. And then in the end, it says, and now the grandma, the woman, is going to sleep and please be quiet because she needs her rest. So.
Okay, here we go.
Wir haben sich geältet, guck sich sie, 80 er und 70 sie. Was seht ihr und der Bobbe seinen kurz und klein, oder seht ihr mit der Bobbe seinen Mohlechein, mit Spitzel, Dickel, Bädel, mit der Geudel sie, 80 er und 70 sie. Thank you. Sie seien hingegangen bei der Inschul. Wir haben da gedaben Tag erfuhr. Gott hat sei geholfen, Baruch Hu. 80 Ehren, 70 Sie. 70 Sie, der Baba hat eingehalten, drömmen mit am Ball. Wir holen Wetter reich zu zählen, an der Hand der Schmall. Lommen sie beiden, lassen zu Huri. 80 Ehren, 70 Sie. 80 Ehren, 70 Sie.
That's the end of that song, folks. Okay, another interesting song from Bernie. This is that's me, except my wife is not in the 70s, but I'm the 80 guy.
And I'm the guy with the little beard and the gurgle on the neck.
You know, it's interesting. The words, occasionally you'll sneak in a word that I can understand.
I do that to keep you interested.
Is that how it is?
Yeah.
Well, Bernie, I met you at a folk dancing class that some very interesting people attend and run by a very dynamic woman who really knows how to do folk dancing and who also is a student of the part of the world where a lot of this music came from. According to your Magnolia Klezmer website, a lot of this came from Eastern Europe area.
That's correct. That's the source of a lot of this music, and it's a mixture of gypsy music and the folk music of the region, the Slavic music. That's, in a sense, where Yiddish developed in a way. It actually started, I could give you a little bit of history of Yiddish.
Give us a history of Yiddish, because we've all heard the word, and now we know the song by heart, so let's go.
Well, the most common explanation as to the sources of Yiddish are that it began in the Rhineland of Western Germany, and this was before Germany was actually Germany. It was just a lot of separate districts, and it was called the Ashkenaz region.
The what?
The Ashkenaz.
Ashkenaz, okay.
Region. There's a group of Jews called the Ashkenazim.
Oh, yeah.
And it turns out that in those days, I'm talking about the year 1000 of the Common Era. Common Era, we say, instead of AD, but it's the Common Era. And they gathered there from Italy and from Greece, because unfortunately in those days, the Jews couldn't find a home in an area for too long before they were kicked out. But anyway, they gathered in this area, and the way things were in those times, a region got named for the people who lived there.
Okay.
So these Ashkenazim lived there. And by the way, Ashkenaz is taken from the line, the lineage of Noah. If you read down in the biographies in the Bible, down there somewhere around six layers down is someone named Ashkenaz.
Oh, really?
And Ashkenazim got their name from Ashkenaz.
Did you know that, Rocco?
I didn't know that.
Okay. That's part of the history. And what happened was, as Jews did in various regions when they came to a place, they adopted the language largely of the region that they were in. They had to be involved in commerce of some kind or another. So they adopted that language. And so about almost 90% of Yiddish is Germanic in origin. It's called the High German. About 10% is from the Hebrew, or the Lashon Kodesh, which is called the Holy Language of the Bible. Mm-hmm. And that a language of the Bible is written in Hebrew. It was not always written in Hebrew necessarily. It could have been written also in Aramaic. There's some conflict in that. But the distinction between Hebrew and Yiddish, or I should say the commonality between Hebrew and Yiddish, is that they're written in the same Hebrew characters. So otherwise, they're completely separate languages. And so that's a little bit of the story. And what happened with Yiddish as it developed was it became kind of a Robin Hood of languages, as some people call it.
Oh, okay.
And that means it took from the rich languages and gave to itself. And this happened largely as the Jews were able to move eastward in Europe into the Slavic areas. And they picked up Slavic terms and some of the other languages also picked up Yiddish. I can tell you about that in the American context. But it gradually developed. And as they moved east, they picked up not only the language of some of the areas they were in, but they adopted some of the music. And there are many combinations of Gypsy and Jewish musicians. They used to play at weddings and celebrations. And in fact, that's the kind of the milieu of the Magnolia Klezmer. We play a lot of the celebratory music of Eastern Europe. And of course, it kept on developing. And there was a big surge in the 1980s of Klezmer music in the United States. And it's still going on to this day. So in fact, you have a lot of musicians who are non-Jewish who play this music. A lot of the musicians are jazz musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Dave Brubeck, who you started the program with. And so there's improvisation going on. And so they naturally fall into klezmer music because you can do a lot of improvisation in klezmer. Maybe I'll be quiet a little bit.
Well, let's do a number now. Which number you want to do now?
Okay. Let's see. I want to do Ich bin a Border. That's number 7. And this has English in it and Yiddish, so we'll do number 7.
Okay, folks, we're going to start with another Yiddish number.
Oh, and before I do that, let me tell you a little bit about that. This is a song about a guy who's just gotten a divorce from his wife. It'll be in English first and then in Yiddish. And he's not too unhappy about it. So I think the English will be self-explanatory in this song.
Yeah, the title of this song in Yiddish is Ich bin a Border.
Excellent.
And the title in English is I am a Border.
That's right.
Okay,
that's close
here
enough.
We go.
I'm back from where I started, like a bachelor when I was a kid. But when I started moving, my wife said disapproving, stay right here, it's better. So I did. Oh, why go look for shelter? Completely helter-skelter. You'll be alone, you'll never save a cent. Do a favor, stay right here. Things will work out, have no fear. So like a stranger, I pay her my rent. I am a boarder by my wife. What an improvement in my life. No more troubles, I'm unharried. I am happily unmarried. I am a boarder by my wife. Mama Lushin now. Ich bin schon wieder single, punkt azoi wie a jingle, von mein Weibel hab ich mich geget. Gedacht hab ich zu moven, arum gesucht zu schlufen, hat mein Weibel mir ebir gerät. Was darfst du suchen klicken, in fremde Ruhm sie sticken, bei sein allein und reden zu der Welt. Bleib da über, Punkt wie früher, sei ein Border da bei mir, wie ein Fremder zoll ich ihr dem Rent. Ich bin ein Border bei mein Weib, ja, Männer ist das ein teure Job. Sie attenden mir bei alles, wenn ich komm, frag sie kein Scheiß. Ich bin a Border bei mein Weib. Noch einmal, noch einmal. Bin a Border bei mein Weib. Oy Männer, is das a teure Job? Sie attendet mir bei alles. Wenn ich komm, frag sie kein Scheiles. Ich bin a Baller bei mein Weib.
Boy, oh boy, you got a powerful piece of music there. Do I have the mics on? Yes, I do. You keep telling me to play louder.
Play the accompaniment louder.
Oh, well, I play what's as loud as I can.
Okay.
I don't want to break the board here. So back to this very interesting bit about the Yiddish language. Who is anybody using it in any fashion today?
Well, yeah. In fact, we actually have a Yiddish group in Durham that meets about once a month to read in Yiddish.
To read.
We read the stories in Yiddish, and we speak somewhat in Yiddish, but we're reading in Yiddish, and there's a Yiddishist in Durham named Sheva Zucker. We're very fortunate to have her, and she is actually the editor of a magazine of contemporary literature in Yiddish. Of course, the real, I wouldn't say the hope for Yiddish, but the continuation of Yiddish depends largely on the Hasidic community, those Orthodox Jews who speak it in daily conversation. There are college courses and curricula which teach Yiddish, but the only people who are, in a sense, living Yiddish are those in those very Orthodox communities. And unfortunately, there were 6 million Jews who were speaking Yiddish, and that was ended somewhat with the Shoah, with the Holocaust. So that put an end to a great burgeoning of Yiddish. In fact, I mean, Yiddish had been going on from 1000 up till the 1930s, and it was the major language of all these people. It was a language that had developed literature and poetry, and there was an art associated with it, and music. So in a sense, we're trying to keep that going. There was a great revival in the 1980s, but the Jews from Europe brought it over in the 20s, and there were several bands who came over, and it was played at weddings and some celebrations, but it wasn't really in the forefront. And in about the 1980s, bands like the Klezmer Conservatory Band came along and really popularized it, so you can hear it a bit now, and hopefully we'll keep it going. That's part of the mission of Magnolia Klezmer.
So, okay, now there are other klezmer. What's klezmer mean?
Klezmer literally means a vessel of song, clay zemer. It's not actually it's sort of a combination of some Hebrew words, but that's what it means. It's just, and sometimes klezmer is used to identify the musicians who actually play the music, like he's a klezmer.
Okay. So
it's kind of a multi-purpose word.
All you folks out there are listening to a conversation, which you should be paying for. Otherwise, you would be paying for this. But Bernie Mose has agreed to come to WCOM on the goodness of his heart and give us some of this very, very interesting Yiddish music. What number are we going to do next?
We're going to do on the and if you can make, well, as loud as you can make the accompaniment so
he wants me to make it as loud as possible. So you folks out there, you may have to turn your radios or your computers down.
Yeah. My accompanist, by the way, is not physically here. So this is kind of like klezmer karaoke, but with high-flying karaoke, because we don't have the words on the screen. So I'm trying to match the accompaniment. As opposed to what's usually done, where the accompaniment matches the singer.
That's interesting.
So once in a while there may be a little.
The singer and the words that are being sung are the important part of the message. The accompaniment
is kind of
an afterthought.
Yeah, and sometimes the accompaniment is kind of boom, 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 boom. So it's not too clear what words should be said with those words. But anyway, we'll do the best we can. This next song is number 8 on the CD, and this is called Ichab Dich Zu Viel Lieb,
also, this is another one where I can sing it in English first and then in Yiddish. And it's kind of a favorite of mine. It says, I love you much too much.
Okay.
You'll understand the words.
Here we go.
I love you much too much. I've known it from the start. I love you much too much. I can't control my heart. I love you much too much. I ask myself what for. But darling, when we touch, I love you more. Perhaps I hold my love too tightly, but who am I to say if I should hold it more tightly? It might slip away. I love you much too much. You've never really known. I love you oh so much. I'm yours alone. Now you'll hear the piano for a while. This is Gary Berman. Ich hab dich zu viel lieb, ich trag auf dir kein Hass. Ich hab dich zu viel lieb, zu sein auf dir in Kass. Ich hab dich zu viel lieb, zu sein auf dir gebeis. Anar ich heiß, ich weiß, weil ich hab dich lieb. Hab dir mein Leben weggegeben, mein Herz, meine Schamme. Ich bin krank, na mein Gedanke tracht nicht, von dir komme. Ich hab dich zu viel lieb, zu sein auf dir gebeis. Ein Narr, ich heiß, ich weiß, weil ich hab dich lieb. Okay, Bill.
I mean, these—they all seem to have a similar beat.
Well,
not all. They're not ballads.
There are some waltzes. There are different ones, but you'll see there is a variety coming. But one thing I really like about these songs, in particular, maybe compared to modern music so much, is that very often these songs started as poetry. So the poetry came first, and then someone added the music. And in fact, there are many instances where the song is very sad, but the music is kind of happy. So I don't know where that comes from, but it's sort of interesting.
The words are sad, and the music is happy.
Right, right. Maybe it's a counterbalance. I don't know how that works exactly.
Well, so. you weren't around with it. Now, were these songs written by somebody, or they kind of develop at a party, and people just made them up as they went along? Or
I think in many cases these were poems that were written, and then the music came afterwards. But the reverse is true in a lot of cases. I wish I knew the origin of all the songs, but I don't. And these songs that I'm singing are just things that I happen to like, and they cover a wide range of time. And circumstances.
I can see that by the list. You gave me a list of 17 songs. We're not going to do them all, unfortunately, unless we sit here till 9 o'clock. So what number's next?
Well, number nine. I'll don't put it on yet, though, because I want to give people a little idea of what
go
I'm
ahead.
Saying.
I want to get it ready to play when you
gotcha.
Say go.
So this is all in Yiddish. And
Kinder Yon.
It's something about that kind of old people sing, but let me read you a rough summary of it. It says, years of childhood, how you live in my memory. When I think of those times, I realize how quickly I have grown old. I can still see the little house where I was born and raised and my beloved mother. I can still feel her pinches, though the marks they made are long gone. Even the birds have flown away, and how soon have I become old? Okay.
Is that what you'll be singing in Yiddish?
In Yiddish.
Okay, here we go.
More or less.
Kinder Yorn, childhood years.
Right. Kinderjahren, süße Kinderjahren. Ewig bleibt der Weich in mein Sekorn. Wenn ich tracht von eurer Zeit, werd mir also bang und leid. Oi, wie schnell bin ich schon alt geworden. Noch steht mir das Stiebel vor die Augen. Wo ich bin geboren, aufgezeugen. Euch mein Wiegel seh ich dort, steht noch oft am selben Ort, wie ach allem ist das alles verfleugen. Und mein Mame, ach, wie ich lebe lieben. Gott, sie hat in der Heide mich getrieben. Jeder Knipp ist von der Hand, mir noch also gut gekannt, Gott, kein Zeichen ist mir nicht verblieben. Kinderjahren hab ich eingeboren, mein getreue Mama euch verloren. Von der Stube stocken Fleck, Fegele ist euch weg. Oi, wie schnell bin ich schon alt geworden.
Takes me back to my days with my dear mother.
that's kind of like what it is. Very nostalgic.
Yeah, you can tell by the way the song. You can tell the way you sing it, and the way these songs are presented by you and your other associates, kind of tell a message in the way the song is presented.
Yeah, and there's a lot of nostalgia, and you know, you can pass out tissues when we sing the song.
You are listening to WCOM, you lucky folks out there. WCOM is your voice in the community. We are located in Carrboro, North Carolina. We play for Carrboro and Chapel Hill right through the radio of 103.5. People around the world can listen to us at WCOMFM.org. And while I'm mentioning WCOMFM.org, be sure to remember that you can contribute to this station. You can go to that website. You can see on the website, donate now. Okay? That doesn't mean you have to, but it's kind of an instruction. It's not in Yiddish. It's in English. And so you can donate now by going to our website and making a safe and secure donation.
Yeah. Mit aufgeben Geld.
There you go.
That's in Yiddish.
Okay. And then you can come by here, the station, at 300 East Main Street in Carrboro and slip a check in an envelope under the door, and you will get credit for that because we are a nonprofit. Every penny we get from donors is tax deductible. So keep that in mind, and we are very, very thankful for this support. Bernie, you came from the Bronx. Tell
That's
us a little
correct.
Bit about Bernie most before
well,
you became a music star.
Well, as I tell my family, I was born at a very young age. And I was born in the Bronx, the fifth of five children. My two sisters, they're all older than I am.
Uh-huh.
So my two sisters, Ken and Hara, are still alive. They live in New York. My two brothers are gone now, but they were fantastic musicians, world-class musicians.
Wow.
There's Abe Most and Sam Most. If you Google, you may be able to hear some fantastic stuff from particularly Sam. He's more in the media. My older brother, Abe, was a studio musician at 20th Century Fox for a long time. Just fantastic musicians. So if you look on the web, you may be lucky enough to find some things about them. Anyway, I went to the local public schools, lived at home, and went to City College. I think all through those years I sang in either a synagogue choir or some school choir, all through school and in City College. And
studying what?
I was an engineer.
Okay.
Engineering. So I did that for a while. Sort of the highlight of that career was when, after some other intermediate jobs, I had a choice between going to California to work for Litton or to go to Texas to work on the Apollo program.
Oh, wow.
And it was kind of weird because the salary offer in both places was exactly the same to the penny.
Is that right?
I don't know if they colluded or what went on. But it seemed at that time that I'd had enough with missile-type work, and I went to the Apollo program, and that was a great experience. Just being there, I worked as a contractor with TRW, and we worked on...
Where were you located there?
In Houston. Well, Clear Lake City.
Oh, outside of Houston, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I worked on... real-time decision making. So as the astronauts were doing their thing, they had these booklets in front of them, and they turned pages, and they knew what to do every second of the time. So like one of the things I worked on was that when they were in orbit around the Earth, they have to fire their rockets, and then after a certain amount of time, they have to shut off the rockets in order to have the right trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
The rockets are supposed to shut off automatically, but they may not shut off.
Uh-huh.
So one of the things I had some small part in doing was to tell them how long they should wait before the expected time of shut off until they should manually shut off the rockets. So
that's tricky stuff. I mean, you have people's lives in your hands.
In a way, they didn't have to use that. So luckily, they didn't have to use that. But that was a just-in-case thing. And it was exciting because, you know, I could be near the control room when parts of the mission were going on. That was a very exciting time.
Well, you got your doctorate at University of Texas in what?
I got my doctorate. Well, the program was winding down. They were going towards the shuttle at that time.
Uh-huh.
And... I went back to school to get my doctorate in mathematics because the work that I had been doing was really heavily involved in statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went back to school and basically got a degree in mathematics focusing on statistics.
Well, when you had a PhD in mathematics, how do you use that in the rest of your life?
Well, it was focused on statistics, as I said.
Uh-huh.
And statistics you can use... almost anywhere. You know, you can use it in medicine, you can use it in all the biological sciences, because whenever they're trying to find out something scientifically, you have to do testing and you have to evaluate the results of the tests. And often things aren't black and white. You have to decide whether something is meaningful or not. So you often hear, for example, in clinical trials about double-blind placebo-controlled trials.
Uh-huh.
And you give some people one drug and other people a second drug or a placebo, and then you look at the results in terms of disease outcomes, whether people were cured or not cured or what happened to them. And, of course, not everybody gets cured with the good stuff or fails on the bad stuff. So you have to decide whether or not the result is meaningful or not. And that's where the statistics comes in.
I remember when I was in college, People who majored in things like economics always shuddered because they had to take a course in statistics, which was apparently a demanding course. And I never took it because I don't know anything about it. But what you're saying is you use that in your profession.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And it's really part of the scientific method. So if you want to have valid results, you have to consider possibilities beyond the obvious. You have to consider what might have affected your results other than, the, let's say, the drug you were trying out. Mm-hmm. Maybe age has a factor. Maybe gender has a factor. Maybe some other environmental conditions affect the results of what's going on. Those all have to be taken into consideration. So it can be used in economics as well. I mean, was lowering taxes effective? Was there trickle down or not? You know, uh-huh. I don't want to get into areas I don't know too much about. But
do you have a song about statistics on the list here? If not, let's pick out another one anyway.
Oh, okay. Let me see what I have in mind here. Here's a nice one that's kind of jaunty, and this is a song. It's going to be number 10 on the CD, and it's about a guy and a girl, and he's trying to make up with her. The song is called Lama Sich Überbetten, Let's Make Up, and he's not really sure what he did to anger her, and he's certainly not sure as to how to make up with her, but he tries a few different things. He says, how about putting out a samovar of tea? Then maybe that'll warm things up a bit. Or how about if I buy some oranges? That'll be a good thing to do, you know. And come on, give me a break. Don't just stand by the door. Look at me, how anxious I am to be with you.
So did it work out?
Well, the song doesn't tell us that.
Oh, really?
And we don't have statistics on this, but, you know, we have to ask audience members how they would react.
Well, let's sing it anyway.
Okay. I love me, sich überbeten, seist bei dem Tee, was seist du bei dem Tee? Love me, sich überbeten, gib a cook auf me. I love me, sich überbeten, gib a cook auf me. Mehl sich überbeten, stell dem Samovar. Mehl sich überbeten, sei je nicht kein Narr. Mehl sich überbeten, sei je nicht kein Narr. Lamir sich überbeten, Käufer Pormoranzen. Lamir sich überbeten, Lamir gehen tanzen. Lamir sich überbeten, Lamir gehen tanzen. La la da 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 da. So that's a little different melody.
I think he's disappointed. you presented, but at the end of the song, the way those last few phrases come out, it sounds like he's maybe giving up. But who am I to know?
Well, the girl has to decide.
That's right.
So we never know how that's going to work out.
Well, the Magnolia Klezmer. Now, tell me how you guys operate and how people can get in touch with you and what you do, and sing these songs, I guess.
I sing some these songs. It's primarily an instrumental group. It was started by Elliot and Sandy Mills. They live in Chapel Hill. And we gather a bunch of musicians, not always the same musicians, but we gather together and play at festivals. We played at Weaver Street. We played at the Carborough Music Festival.
Just recently.
Yeah, just recently, right, right. We were at the Century Center. And we have another singer, Shelley Higgins. And it's kind of a fun group. And I think it must be about 20 years old by now, at least 20 years old. And we usually rehearse at the Mills house. And there's a huge repertoire of klezmer music from years. So we try to dig into that music and use the full instrumentation we have. In fact, now there are about four or five klezmer groups in the area when we started.
Really? In this area?
Yeah. 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 Maybe you can have them on.
I don't think we can get them all in this little studio.
Yeah. Well, one time we did appear on the radio once on the State of Things, and the studio was about a quarter of the size of this.
Oh, really?
So we couldn't fit many people in. It was a minor disaster, but anyway, we did play for the world on radio.
I think I saw you on the People's Channel recently.
Yeah. There's a show called Yiddish Sparks. There's a fellow who goes around and records a lot of things that have some Jewish content in them. I'm trying to think of, I'm blocking on Sheldon's last name.
It's all right.
But he on his own dime records things and then shows them on Jewish Sparks. I think you can Google that, and it's on the local channel. Mm-hmm. So very interesting lectures he records, and so something to tune into.
So you play for all kinds of celebrations. How do people get in touch with you? You have a website, I know.
It's MagnoliaKlezmerBand.com.
Why the name Magnolia?
Well, here we are in the South. And
okay.
They got the klezmer and they got the magnolia, and so we put them together. We got the Magnolia Klezmer.
So you're covering both sides of the
right.
Mason-Dixon line.
And I think on the website there is a picture of a magnolia flower, so that fits in. So we're just illustrating our Southern roots.
Okay. Well, it's interesting. I did go to the website, and there is a picture of all of you musicians, separate picture with your name and the instrument you play, and of course you're the vocalist, so you don't have a trombone in your hand. Or
I haven't seen that yet. I have to go take a look at that.
Anyway, we don't want to take too much time. We only have about 10 more minutes before the bachelor pad comes on. So let's have another one of these numbers.
Okay. Before we do that, I would like to read you something because it's very germane to what I'm doing.
Okay.
It's something that was written by Elie Wiesel. You know, who passed recently.
Right.
And I think this is very germane to what we're doing. It says, Yiddish songs pass like eternal prayers from generation to generation, from the heart to the mind, from the mind to the soul. Say Yiddish song, and you feel like singing along with the nostalgic songs like Eufen Pribicek, Rozhinkes mit Mandeln, Motele, and indeed Mordechai Gevertek's Es brennt, oi bridelech, es brennt. Religious ecstatic melodies, soulful songs, workers' songs. It is a garden with many trees, a book with various chapters, a palace with numerous rooms. From whence does my love for Yiddish songs stem? It is older than my love for music. It is like a treasure in which you find the strings of a timeless violin. The Yiddish song is the celebration of the Yiddish language and its obstinate determination to vanquish despair and resignation.
Okay, thank you for that message from Elie Wiesel. That's great.
Yeah.
So we want to whiz through another song or two before we sign
off. Okay, let me get, I'll pick two.
It's interesting, today we have a musician singing right here in front of us. The show prior to mine is The Boy Who Would Have Loved You with Rob Westerman, and he sings his own songs written by him occasionally, and Rob has a great voice and a great sense of music, so Rob is sitting right here now, so I have to say nice things about him. But he does have great music, so go ahead, kid.
Okay, well, here's a translation. This is a Mizzaloo, and for some reason, this song has often been sung at Jewish weddings, but I'll read you the translation.
It's number 11.
So I'm going to do it in Yiddish. It's going to be number 11.
11, right.
Okay. And the translation is, far off in the desert, bronzed by the hot sun, I once knew a girl. Her name is Mizzaloo. Everyone there knows her well. I never will forget that beautiful princess. My Mizzaloo, girl from the Orient, the look in your eyes has scorched my heart. My heart is ailing. I see you in my dreams. Dance for me, O lovely one. Spin round and round. Desert princess, I can't forget you. Come heal my longing. Only you can heal me, my eastern bloom, Mizzaloo.
Unbelievably beautiful. Here we go.
Weit in der Midbar von heißen Sonn verbrennt, hab ich einmal ein Mädel dort gekannt. Mizzaloo heißt sie, jeder dort weiß sie geht. Ich will die Prinzessin mehr schön vergessen nicht. Still auf den Kiel, und ich will, als ich will, mein Gefühl. Fahr ihr euch kissen, soll sie soll wissen, oh, als nur sie lieb ich, mein Leben gebe ihr, ja. Piano. Meine Mädel vom Orient, die Augen deine haben mein Herz verbrennt. Mein Herz wird erkranken, in allem seh ich dich. Tanz vor mir schlanke, dreh sich geschwind. Es ist mir schwer, mit der Träger sag ich dich, und ich schwer, mit paar Prinzessin, ich kann nicht vergessen dich. Komm her, mein Bengschaft, nur du kannst heilen mich. Herr, es ist mir schwer, mit der Träger sag ich dir, und ich schwer, mit paar Prinzessin kann ich vergessen dich. Komm her, mein Bengschaft, nur du kannst heilen mich.
A love song, a beauty. Yeah, that's a very moving number.
Yeah, that's Mizzaloo, Desert Princess.
Okay, we only have a few more minutes. I want to thank some of our underwriters for this show, particularly the The Triangle Association of Health Underwriters, they are a group of professionals who help people work their way through finding health insurance for themselves, their businesses, or their families. I'd also like to thank retired Ambassador Michael Cotter, who was here a few weeks ago. Mike has been on the show 10 or 11 times. Everybody here at the station knows him. He's off on a trip to Morocco right now, and he'll be back talking with us sometime after the election. But Mike is an underwriter of this show. And I'd also like to thank a local person who says she will support community radio until the end of time. And that's going to take care of you and me both, and also Rocco and Rob, who are sitting here. I'm glad you gentlemen were here to get this show started, because Bernie brought his CD with all this music on it, and we had to do things, coordinate the music. We had to coordinate the recording of the show. And everybody here has helped make this a success. Now, we have about a few more minutes. I don't know where Ellie Batchelor is, but we want you to have another song before you sign off. So which one are we going to do this time?
Okay, we're going to do one of my favorites, and it's not very common. It's number 15, and it's another song of emotion, and it's a song that says, you are like... I'll say it in English as I'm doing it, as the chorus goes, but who can understand the beauty of the sea? Who can understand the beauty of looking into your eyes and not have his heart torn and not have, in a sense, be happy? So sometimes your emotion is so strong, you're torn between happiness and sadness. It's a song that displays that emotion.
Okay, Bernie, and I want to thank you before we sing the song. Thank you for coming today. It's been a great experience for all of us to get to know you.
My pleasure.
And to hear your music. And we're going to hear one more of his great numbers with us right now.
Wer kennt die Schönheit von einem Verstehen? Wer kennt dich schön von deinen Augen sehen? Und die zu rissen wären so sein Art von Freud. Und die zu rissen wären so sein Art von Leid. Du Umruh, meine Umruh. Du Umruh, meine Umruh. Who can comprehend the beauty of the sea? Who can gaze upon the luster of your eyes and not have his heart bursting with happiness and bursting with grief? You, my unrest. Tell me why I long for you so. Not a day or night goes by without thoughts and dreams of you, my life, my heart, you, my unrest. You, my unrest. Far was bank ich azoi noch dir oi sorg, es geht doch nicht. Aweg a nacht a tog, und noch ich trach von dir, und noch ich träum von dir, von dir, von dir, mein Leben, mein Herz in mir. Du Umruh, meine Umruh, du Umruh, meine Umruh.